Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Getting the most out of your cover crop grazing can be tricky due to some odd circumstances. Nebraska Extension Beef System Specialist Mary Dernowski explains the amount of grazing doesn't appear to correlate to the amount of forage in the field. She talks about how strip grazing and harvest efficiency affect cattle performance.
It's been almost a decade ago, but when I started doing a lot of cover crop grazing in the fall, I noticed that whatever I had out there, if I put cattle out, the amount of biomass or amount of forage mass out there, if I gave those cattle the whole field, really didn't like correlate very well to how much grazing I got. And so I started asking the question of why, right? In some years I wouldn't have nearly as much, but I got more grazing to get to the same, you know, target height. I got more days of grazing off of it. And then other years I'd have a lot of biomass, but yet I didn't get as much grazing off of it. My observation was weather made a big difference, right? And how much trampling happened. And so I started questioning, okay, what's the value of strip grazing in these systems, right? Because then if the cattle don't have access to the whole field, they're not going through and tromping in a whole bunch when we do get those weather events. And that's actually what kind of stimulated me to start looking into this. We started out doing both some replicated trials on our research station, but also some work where producers would have a side-by-side comparison of where they split the field and half of it, they would let a group of cows have access to the whole field or that whole area versus stripping. And the strip grazes we were doing was about once a week to twice a week, depending on the producer and depending on the trial. It did vary a bit. But one of the things that came out very consistently is that if we strip grazed, we increased the carrying capacity or the number of AUMs that we got off of that forage. And it wasn't not insignificant amount. On average, across all of those trials, it was 47%. With growing cattle, right, there's an extra kind of component to this. So if you think about strip grazing, you are kind of limiting access, and so you can limit selectivity. And that can be good and bad, right? If I have cows and they're on a high quality forage, limiting their ability to select and maybe even limiting intake a little bit might not be a bad thing, right? But if I have growing animals, I may not want to limit selectivity as much. So I don't want to reduce performance as much. So we did a few trials with growing cattle as well. And it did seem to vary a bit. But on an average, if we had really high quality forage, we did see a little bit of reduction in performance. And so across all of our trials with growing cattle, gain per acre has been increased by about 44%. So individual animal performance, sometimes a little bit lower, but we still get better overall total pounds of gain per acre if we did the strip grazing. In situations where we had maybe a little lower quality forage and we were trying to allow them to be a bit more selective, again, the goal was to have the same amount of post-graze biomass. So overall selectivity should be similar. But if we allowed them to be a bit more selective overall, whether it was continuous or strip graze, and we had low quality forage, we really didn't see much difference in individual animal performance with strip versus continuous. So it seemed like we only really saw big changes if it was really high quality. And probably that's because we were forcing them to really graze it down. And so where we are seeing picking up some selectivity because they're probably trampling a bit more of the lower quality stuff in the continuous because they graze more of the high quality stuff early in the continuous.
Stay tuned to Nebraska Extension Almanac for part two of this discussion on getting the most out of your fall and winter grazing. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.